You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. A cappella music lovers will kick off the weekend on a high note for the We Sing Vocal Festival in Berkeley. Singer Lisa Forkish created the three-day event. Lisa got involved in the a cappella music scene during her college years. Her group was one of the inspirations behind the hit film Pitch Perfect. These days, Lisa teaches at Oakland School for the Arts and has taken their a cappella group Vocal Rush to national championships. She sat down with KALW's Janae Darden.
Giving up what you got, what you are, you're simply not. Aren't you tired of this game and all the emptiness of your face?
I got into a cappella in college, which is when I think a lot of folks are getting into a cappella, because where sororities and fraternities were once the place, I mean, and still are, the place to kind of join a community and get a sense of social group in college, a cappella groups are now like popping up all over the place. When I was in college, there was one group on my college campus, but now there are like probably 10 groups or so at most colleges. But that's where I got my start. I've been singing since I was a kid, and singing in choirs, and I'm also a singer-songwriter and writing music and performing jazz and other styles. But that's where I kind of caught the bug for singing a cappella.
Star Spangled.
Giving up what you got, what you are, you're simply not. Aren't you tired of this game and all the emptiness of your face? You can't hold tight to what you have, cause there is nothing there to grab. Now life is the shadow of the left. You never did have what you thought you got.
You call yourself a love warrior.
What does that mean? It's like capital L love that I'm talking about here, just like the really all-encompassing love that to me is about, you know, living fully in compassion and empathy and understanding and all those other words that go hand in hand with love. And I just, I know it kind of sounds like a oxymoron because it's got the word warrior in there too, but I like the idea of being a warrior for something as powerful as love that I think ultimately is just like the thing.
She is brave, she is bold, she's scared because she knows she can heal this. Will she choose to be free with her heart? Does she know she's a love?
And so I wrote a song that I then turned into an album in 2017 called Love Warrior. And it was about an experience. I had a vocal cord injury a few years ago, and I couldn't sing for about a year and a half. And
oh my goodness,
singing had been my
imagine.
Career. Oh yeah, it was just like completely heartbreaking. You know, and I know it doesn't sound like, it's not like it's a serious illness or anything, but it stripped me of my identity and my sense of purpose and what does my future hold. It was really scary. And I wrote that song as a reminder that love for myself, a really radical, constant, ever-changing love for myself and for others around me, was the way to healing. And so I wrote it as an anthem for myself, but also for others. And I've had other people approach me and say, oh, thank you for writing this song, because the lyrics are meant to be very universal. So I call myself a love warrior, but I think we're all love warriors, really, truly. I think that our true nature is as loving beings, and we're all capable of it. I direct at Oakland School for the Arts, where I teach Vocal Rush. We've done a lot of competing, so I'm very tapped into the competitive nature of the community. And I also think, you know, the nature of what we do, where we're literally singing in harmony with other people, sometimes people with different political beliefs or people from different cultural backgrounds. There's a lot, it's profound, I think, and there's some deep metaphors in that and what we can do through harmony singing. So I'm shifting my focus away from competitions. And even Vocal Rush this year, we traveled to London, but we didn't compete, and it was wonderful. They had, I mean, not to say that it was not wonderful when they used to compete. They're 5-time national champions, and they've had a lot of success,
right,
competing.
Very successful, yeah.
But yeah, it was nice to have a trip with that pressure taken off, and it was more about building community.
She battled through every kind of tribulation.
You're founder, executive, and executive director of the Women's Acapella Association, and you're hosting the We Sing Vocal Festival. So tell me about this. How did this come about?
So,
and why women, too?
Yeah. When I was in this women's acapella group, it was all women-identified folks. The group that I sang with that inspired Pitch Perfect, the scene was very male-dominated, and most groups were just a bunch of men. And so we were going to festivals and competitions and events where we were the only women in the space. And it could get a little bro-y,
okay.
For lack of a better term, if you just think of a lot of kind of male college energy, and I don't mean to stereotype there, but there was definitely that like feeling of kind of like fraternity vibes, and some of it was really misogynistic, and some of it was really uncomfortable for us, and there were experiences where we just felt like, oh, we really want to lift up the women that are in these spaces, because as much in like the choral music world, choir directors struggle to find men. In contemporary a cappella, it's very male dominated. That's just the
best
way to say that.
You know, that makes sense, because when I think a cappella singers, at least the ones that have been very successful, they have been mostly male.
Yeah, yeah. And there are exceptions to that rule for sure. Like Sweet Honey and the Rock is one of the most amazing a cappella groups from the U.S. and they are all women, of course. But yeah, there are these exceptions to the rule, and so that impacted me in some way. And it was years later when I decided I wanted to start an event with my friend Evan Hollins, who was also in DeVisi, my college group with me. And we said, let's start an event that's specifically for women, where we are going to have a bunch of women's groups come and sing, and we're going to have women instructors, and it's going to be just like a really empowering, uplifting space to showcase what all these amazing women are doing. And so that's what started this festival. It was 7 years ago we had our first She Sings Festival. It was what it was called. And I ended up kind of looking at the festival model and seeing maybe there's a greater need for an actual nonprofit entity to house this festival. So that's what started the Women's Acapella Association. For the last few years, we've expanded our mission to include other marginalized groups within this really small niche contemporary a cappella scene. Like I said, it's very male dominated, but it's also mostly cis white men. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of other marginalized groups that we want to invite to the table and lift up. So that's been a mission of our festival. And this year is our first We Sing Festival. We wanted to change the name to reflect that inclusivity, that all are welcome. I know as a singer, songwriter, I can put something in a song and get on stage and perform it and probably get a message across more clearly than if I were to stand on a soapbox and say, hey, we need to stop doing this or that, or we need to love each other, we need to, you know, right. Lift up this person. You know, it's like art in all its forms, I think, is a really powerful channel for social justice, because it comes to the masses in the form of beauty, and we can sometimes take in messages that are hard to hear in a deeper, more profound way. Singing has been a part of social and political movements all over the world for centuries, and it's because we can just, you don't have to be like, oh shoot, I forgot my drum, or oh, I forgot my horn. You can march in line and you can sing.
When you were a child, your dreams were made like toys. Now you
That was Oakland vocalist Lisa Forkish talking with KELW's Janae Darden. Lisa is the director of the We Sing Vocal Festival, happening this weekend at Freight and Salvage in Berkeley. We got more information. Go to KELW.org. And that's also where you can subscribe to the Cross Currents newsletter. Get the newsletter in your inbox every week.
Crying loud for this time. Beginning so this to collide, thinking that someone do come to fight, when you're there.
sky for your sky. Watching the flowers grow, watching creation knock down walls, and you're still here, holding tight to all your sky. Don't look to the sky for your sky.